I hope everybody's doing well and everybody is living a passionate life, a life of Kedusha and a life of Torah. Now, in this week's parasha, speaking of life and speaking about living a life of Kedusha and Tahara, we have this week's parasha, obviously, about Avraham Avinu, really the genesis of who the Jewish people are. We are only defined by those who came before us, specifically the Avos HaKadoshes and the paths that they set before us and the examples that they led and what we try to strive towards. In this week's parsha, the Torah introduces to us Avraham Avinu. This actually marks, interestingly enough, this is fascinating. Not many people really talk about this. This actually marks when Hashem says Lech Lecha to Avram. This is actually the first time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has interacted and communicated with Avraham Avinu. Hashem commands to Avram, Lech Lecha, Ma'atzecha, Ma'atcham, Beis Avicha, El Eretz Asher Ve'eschal I'm going to make you into a great nation. And I'm going to give you a blessing. I'll make your name great, and you shall be inherently a blessing and a bracha unto yourself. This is actually, this Nisayon of Lech Lecha is, like I just said a second ago, is counted among the Nisayonis, the 10 Nisayonis that Avraham Avinu had to travail that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put before him. And according to many, many Mefarshim, this is actually not the first Nisayon. You think, this is the first time Hashem has interacted with him, this would be the first time. But actually, according to many Mefarshim, this is actually not even the first Nisayon that Avraham actually had to travail. Instead, we find, before even HaKadosh Baruch Hu ever spoke to Avraham, that the first time that Avraham Avinu was tested was actually in the city of Or Kasdim. As we know, the famous Maisa, that Nimrod, the evil king of Shinar, he challenged Avraham Avinu and he said, betray your faith or I'll throw you into a Kivshan Aish, I'll throw you into the furnace of fire. And instead, Avraham chose to sacrifice his life and jump into the fire. HaKadosh Baruch, of course, saves him. He's protected. Despite this great sacrifice, interestingly enough, this whole parsha about Hashem putting in and having this Nisayon to Avraham Avinu, and again, willing to stand up for his principles, we don't find anywhere in the Torah. The Torah does not make any mention of this story at all. It's only learned out from like a remez, a hint in the Pasuk, and it says, what does the Pasuk say? That I took you out of Or Kasdim. That's all. And from there, Chazal says, from Or Kasdim, what happened to Or Kasdim? Secondly, for us to actually know any of the details of the episode, we first have to actually look at Rashi. The Rashi says in an earlier Pasuk, where he points out that Or Kasdim refers to the days of Avram and of surviving the Kivshan Aish. We have an interesting situation here. The first Nisayon that Avraham actually had to travail, where he showed a tremendous amount of Mesiras Nefesh, that we have no direct mention of. We have to rely on the small hints within the Psukim to know even of such a story. And yet the story of Lech Lecha, the story and the Nisayon of Lech Lecha, that we know right away. That's literally the opening Pasuk. That's the first time we're, in essence, introduced to the character of Avraham Avinu. And therefore it begs the question, why is the test of Lech Lecha chosen to highlight and to be our introduction to Avraham Avinu, and not the first actual test, the first actual Nisayon, where he does a tremendous feat and he's willing to jump into fire, he's willing to give up his entire life? How come we're totally missing that element of the character and the shading of who Avraham Avinu was? So I think to clarify, we have to kind of look elsewhere for a little bit. We actually find, interestingly enough, when it comes to Bilam, Bilam, he begged and he desired that he should die the death of the straight ones. Tomos nafshi mos yisharim. Let me die the death of the righteous. The commentaries explain the yisharim refers to the avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Bilam requested he merit to receive a chiluk comparable to that of the avos in Olam Haba. The Chofetz Chaim notes, in the Chofetz Chaim al HaTorah, that Bilam's desire was to die only like the righteous, but not to live like the righteous, not to live like the tzaddikim. From the words of these, of this Chafetz Chaim, we understand that Yiddishkeit places a tremendous value on living a life full of Kedusha. And that despite the fact that life is inherently fraught with highs and lows, times of clarity, times of understanding, and times where we're faced with challenges to our Amuna and to our connection to the Torah, yet we rise above those obstacles and go through those challenges. We reach such a tremendous higher level of Kedusha. The challenges is what builds us to be the people that we can be. By doing that, in essence, we're playing an active role in taking this material Gashmias world and bringing it to the highest level, the level of Kedusha. That is an incredibly difficult thing to do. And in MS, and in truth, the greatest challenge posed to us is not to die al Kedusha Hashem. No. That's not to degrade. Not to degrade the concept of dying al Kedusha Hashem, but our job in this world is not to die al Kedusha Hashem. Our job is to live al Kedusha Hashem. Because in essence, the irony of dying al Kedusha Hashem is that you don't actually have to live with the decision, the consequences of that decision. And again, I want to make it very clear. God forbid I'm in any way, shape, or form degrading the concept of dying on Kiddush Hashem. If anything, anybody dies on Kiddush Hashem, every soldier that dies on the battlefield, any of the hostages, any of the lives that have been taken throughout our bitter gullus of these thousands of years, not in any way to degrade it. But that doesn't define the overall mission statement of what Yiddishkeit is. Klal Yisrael is defined by living on Kiddush Hashem. A life of challenge, going back to Bilam, was what he didn't want that. He didn't want to pursue a life of challenge, of difficulty. Rather, he wanted a life of an easy route. Get all the benefits of the righteous and the productive work. I'm not getting into that. Perhaps with this in mind, we can now revisit our question. The introduction that the Torah wants us to have can only be properly viewed through the prism of Lech Lecha. The test of Lech Lecha with which Avram was challenged was that of making a monumental decision about his own life. The true test of Ravina was having the strength to choose a path that would require tremendous adjustment and sacrifice and to follow it faithfully. This, from my perspective, is only a glimpse in the tremendous godless of who Avram Avinu was. And this is the message the Torah wants to inculcate within us about who Avram was. That jumping into the fires in the defense of your amazing acts, amazing. Absolutely amazing. But that doesn't define who Avram Avinu was. In essence, if you would be introduced to who Avram Avinu was the first time meeting him through that prism of giving up his life for God, you would think that that is what, in essence, typifies and what crystallizes what Yiddishkeit is. That's not true. Yiddishkeit is about living life to the highest and fullest form, living a true level of greatness. And the godless that Avraham Avinu was, not in essence that he jumped into the fire, but that he was willing to live a life of Kiddush Hashem with everything that Lech Lecha entailed. Living a life completely disconnected from your initial surroundings, from your tribe, fully stepping out there, not having any clue who's going to take care of you and how you're going to live. It's that high level of bitachon that Avraham Avinu lived. That is what typifies Yiddishkeit. Living a life of, yes, with challenge, but with tremendous, tremendous sipuk ha-nefesh that comes out of that. This message also sets forth what the true essence of, like I said, what Klal Yisrael really is. We are charged to live a life, a divine life, that separates us from the rest of the world. We do not seek lives of bland consumption, endless accumulation, pleasurable activities, this thing, that thing. No! We ask the Klal Yisrael to give us a life of profound difference, a life that speaks volumes of how it was lived, not how it ended. Because why? Life is fleeting. And when we can rise above those limitations, we connect to a divinely inspired existence. And in essence, this is what ties us to the infinite and makes life into something which is beyond physical realities and the limitations of time and space. The influence of the Avos still reverberates throughout all these millennia. Every word and every action that they did, we parse, we plumb, we delve into the depth. Who were they? What did they live for? And our Masorah stresses that the constant, we have to constantly challenge ourselves. Masai yegiu maisai lemaisa avoisa Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. When we look into their actions, we look into their activities, their thoughts, their practices, then we have to turn internally with ourselves and say, what can that mean for me? And through this lesson of a Lech Lecha, of understanding, of living a high level with challenges, yes, with difficulties, yes, but with tremendous, tremendous sibuk nefesh. And you see the tremendous reverberations of who they were and what they lived for and how it affects our day-to-day life. Amir Hashem, we should all connect to that level of inspiration. Have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos.